You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good day, Treasure Coast. Welcome to the Hour of Bereavement on WCNO 89.9 FM. I am your host, Brother Ferd. Good morning, Treasure Coast. Welcome to the Hour of Bereavement, sponsored by Sugar and Spice Soul Food Restaurant, 2515 Okeechobee Road in Fort Pierce, Florida, 772-742-8897. I would like to start off today with the grandmother of gospel, Miss Shirley Caesar Jesus, on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever, ever done. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever, ever done. In these arms, never disconnected, no, no. In his arms, I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. Can you sing with me this evening? Can I hear you sing it? Sing it with me tonight. Come on, say it.
Falling in love.
Can you stand up and sing with me tonight? Oh, falling in love.
Falling in love
with Jesus.
With Jesus
was the best thing.
Was the best thing I've ever, ever done.
In his arms I feel protected. Sing it with me tonight, come on.
In his arms
can. There is no place, there is no place, there is no go 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 go. Let us about the dip 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 dip.
That was Kurt Wallum, Falling in Love with Jesus. Now that you have fallen in love with Jesus, you have to really understand and know the name that you have fallen in love with. Here is Rance Allen Group, Something About the Name Jesus on 89.9 FM.
We're living in a day and time. We're being politically correct. It's popular. Let me turn that around again. We're living in a day and time where everybody's saying the name God, but nobody wants to say the name Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here,
tell them
that there's something about the name.
Something, y'all.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name.
Yeah. It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
And I love that name.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus. Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name. Yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Just take a minute and explain to them what you're really trying to say. What you really trying to say?
Some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
The power that I feel
when you call his name.
When I call your name,
that fire.
Said it's just like fire.
Where's
it? Shut up in my bones.
Holy Ghost.
When the Holy Ghost gets a movement, said he won't leave me alone.
Quick up with us, y'all. Quick up with us. Everybody.
Something
about the name Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know. Wave at me if you love that name.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest.
How sweet is
name.
I want you to tell Detroit for a minute. How sweet is it? Sweeter than honey.
Said it's sweeter than honey. Yeah. Oh, from the honeycomb.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost gets to moving,
just won't leave you alone.
Said he won't leave me alone. Oh, no.
Now tell every Muslim, every Jew, at the name of
at
Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
What's going to happen someday?
Every knee has got to bow.
So tell them to wait.
You don't have to wait till the fire comes.
What can they do?
You can clap your hands
right
and praise
right
it now. Oh yeah.
Detroit, let me hear
ya. Yeah, yeah.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about that the sweetest name.
That was the Rance Allen Group, Something About the Name Jesus. Now that we know that what something is about the name Jesus, we have to also realize where our help comes from. Our help do not come from your church. It don't come from your apostle. It don't come from your pastor. It don't come from your siblings. It don't come from your spouse or your parent. Your help comes from the Lord. They used to say, look to the hills where your help come from. I like to say, look to the sky. That's where your help come from. Here is Donnie McClurkin, My Help, on 89.9 FM.
And in church, we've learned how to, you know, articulate our feelings through our music. And there's a song that just says, a sister wrote a song that said, I will lift up mine eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, the Lord which made heaven and earth. He said, he will not suffer thy foot. Thy foot to be moved. The Lord that keepeth thee, he will not slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand, upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve Anybody here know that song?
That was Donnie McClurkin, My Help. Now that we understand where our help comes from, we have to seek out and go into our quiet place and cry out, Lord, I need you now. Not just today, I need you tomorrow, next week, next month, and with God's spare life, next year. Here is Smokey Northwood. I need you now.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you. An hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before to show up and restore all of while I was yet searching the world for more. The truest friend I have indeed, you're my best friend, I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee, come rescue me, I need you right away. Doing things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me, but to know, Lord, that in you not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day. Oh, oh Lord, please make a way. Oh Lord, oh Lord.
That was Smokey Northfull, I Need You Now. Now that we realize that we need the Holy Father now, we have to be grateful. You have to be grateful for the small things, not just, you know, be grateful whenever God do something for you. You have to be grateful daily. Here is Hezekiah Walker, Grateful.
Do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful.
you have done. Look at him and tell him, yes, I'm grateful. The victories that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on. About your works. Because I'm grateful.
Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful. Just
to praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Flowing from my heart. Are the issues of my heart is gratefulness.
Chapter in the 25th verse, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Amen. Miss Herodia Duryea passed away July 3rd. Service will be held Saturday, July 10th at 10 o'clock a.m. at Morningside Church, 2180 Southeast Morningside Boulevard in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Miss Florence Sams passed away June 28th. Service will be held Saturday, July 10th at 12 o'clock p.m. at One Lord, One Faith, One Baptism House of Prayer in Fort Pierce, Florida. Miss Olive Rosella Staden passed away July 3rd. Graveside service will be held Saturday at 9:03 a.m. at Hillcrest Memorial Gardens. To the bereaved family, knowing that your loved one is safe in his arms and give you a little more comfort. Here is Vicky Winans, Safe in His Arms on 89.9 FM.
In a meadow's grass, yes. And then he leads me beside the quiet stream. He restored my failing hand, and he helps me to do what I honest number wants here. That's why I'm safe. I feel so safe. That's why I'm safe. Restore my family, yeah. And he helps me to do what honors him the most. That's why I'm safe. Y'all, I feel safe. That's why I'm safe.
Is ready.
That was Vitti Winans, Safe in His Arms. Now to the bereaved family. Knowing that your loved one is safe in his arms, and knowing that one day you will be able to wear your crown, putting on a robe, walking around heaven, speaking to your loved one, talking about how you made it over. Here is Zitati Cortez, I Shall Wear a Crown.
I shall wear a crown when it's all over. Yes, when it's all over. Oh, I shall see his face. I shall see his face. One day I will. When it's all over, I can't wait.
Tell the story, how I made it over.
That was Zacati Cortez, I Shall Wear a Crown. Right now, I like to just shift the atmosphere. Here is Jason Nelson with Shifting the Atmosphere on WCNO 89.9 FM.
And our praise is shifting, shifting the atmosphere till the heavens are open. This praise is shifting, shifting, shifting the atmosphere. Shifting the atmosphere, it's moving and it's breaking.
How about that?
This worship is shifting the atmosphere.
Shifting the atmosphere.
Every oak is destroyed. Every chain is broken. Every chain is broken. This worship is shifting the atmosphere.
Shifting the atmosphere.
Help me say, it's moving and it's breaking. Our praise is shifting the atmosphere.
Shifting the atmosphere.
That was Jason Nelson, Shifting the Atmosphere. Now that the atmosphere has been shifted, we need that fire. Not a fire that you can see, a fire that you can feel. We need the Holy Spirit. Here is Juanita Bynum, We Need the Fire, on WCNO 89.9 FM. We need not just to that fire, we need to be able to receive the Holy Spirit in us. We need to be able to just experience that shifting, that love, that the Holy Spirit impart in us. So here is Juanita Bynum, We Need the Fire.
We need the fire. We need the fire. We need the fire. It's my desire. We need fire. We need the fire. We need the fire. It's my desire. Oh, let it fall on me. Let it fall on me. Let it fall on me. So the world can see. Yes, we do. Come on, Myron.
The fire of Moses that he saw in the bush. It's in the fire like on the tabernacle that burned through the night. Let it blaze and lift us higher. The fire that will never retire. Refine us fire. Let it purify our hearts. Oh, you gave the Holy Ghost. And that would fire. And like on the day of Pentecost, to it is my desire. Send the fire that shall not be quenched. Let it try us down within. Consuming fire, let it burn within. We need
fire.
We need the fire.
We need the fire.
We need the fire. We need the fire. We need the fire.
Fire.
It's our desire.
Yeah.
That was Tosh with Juanita Bynum. We need the fire. Not just any fire, the Holy Spirit. Whatever is going on in your life, you just need that fire to move it out the way. I'd like to thank our sponsor, Sugar and Spice Soul Food Restaurant, 2515 Okeechobee Road in Fort Pierce, Florida. 772-742-8897. Join us next Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 on WCNO 89.9 FM. And in life, it's not how you start. In life, it's how you finish. Here is Tasha Cobb Leonard, Move Out the Way, on WCNO 89.9 FM.
God, your people cry out today that we want to get out of the way. We cry out with a heart of repentance that we're moving out of your way. We tried so many other ways. We just wanted your way. Oh my God, we just wanted your way. We just wanted your way. There's no other way. So we throw away our agendas. We lay aside all of our pride with a heart of repentance. We are moving out the way. We are moving out your way. Throw away our agendas. That's what we're doing. Lay aside all of our pride with a heart of repentance. We are moving.
We are moving out the way.
Getting out of your way.
We are moving out.
Sit again, say throw away.